The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.
From the WLRN newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett.
Losartan is for blood pressure. We also am sending lisinopril, which is very...
At a warehouse near Miami International Airport, Adelis Ferro is making a checklist of donated medicines to send to Venezuelans. Heart pressure pills, diabetes drugs, post-surgery painkillers. All the meds that are scarce or non-existent in Venezuela, which is home to the worst economic collapse in the world today.
These are for cholesterol, high cholesterol.
Ferro works for Cuatro por Venezuela, or Four for Venezuela. The expat group sends covert shipments of food, medicine, and other goods to Venezuela. A new report by doctors there shows the country's health system is wrecked, but the socialist regime won't accept international aid.
It's vital, a matter of life and death. We cannot help everybody, but the ones we are helping, I can tell you as a fact that many of them will be dead by now without these medicines.
In recent years, groups like Cuatro por Venezuela have focused on getting necessities distributed throughout Venezuela. But now they're having to pivot. This week, Ferro is preparing her organization's first shipments outside Venezuela.
Now we are sending part of our donations to Cúcuta.
That's Cúcuta, Colombia, a city on Colombia's border with Venezuela. Hundreds of thousands of Venezuelans are fleeing there today in search of food, medical care, and jobs. In the past year, many have decided to stay in Cúcuta. But they're straining local resources and are now finding it as hard to live there as it was in Venezuela. Former Venezuelan Senator Pablo Medina visited Cúcuta last month.
Miles de mujeres y de hombres tocando las casas para buscar comida.
Thousands of Venezuelan women and men are knocking on doors there begging for food, Medina said recently here in Doral. They're flooding hospitals and schools. Miami paralegal Rafael Moros is a Venezuelan expat. He has close relatives who've gone to Cúcuta, and their reports, which echo international media accounts, are just as disturbing.
To survive, a lot of people are doing anything. There are girls, 13, 14, 15, in a prostitution. That's something terrible. Cúcuta is a small city. They don't have a lot of industries to receive the people for work.
Moro says his college-educated nephew has been reduced to selling bags of limes on Cúcuta's streets to get by. The situation gets worse by the day, and recent attempts by Colombia's government to stem the flow of Venezuelans have had little success. Which is why expats like Medina and Moros are calling on the UN and the U.S. to formally declare those Venezuelans refugees. They point out the numbers and desperation of migrating Venezuelans now rival that of Syrians escaping their country's catastrophe.
We need that humanitarian help around the world going to that border zone.
The UN has yet to give the Venezuelans refugee status, but it's getting close to an international consensus to do so. More than a million Venezuelans have left their country in the past 5 years, going to Colombia, but also Brazil and other countries. Because their living conditions are often so bad, the UN is now urging countries to offer Venezuelans treatment similar to what formerly declared refugees get. David Beasley heads the UN's World Food Program. He recently called the Venezuelan situation a humanitarian catastrophe.
I plan to carry this message to the United States and other nations around the world about the Venezuelans that are starving to death.
The U.S. is now responding to Beasley's call. Last month, the U.S. Agency for International Development, or USAID, pledged $2.5 million to help Venezuelans on the Colombian border. USAID Administrator Mark Green told Congress that money was just a down payment.
This is a crisis that's largely gone under the radar in terms of the humanitarian fallout and the forced migration. My commitment is to we provide the resources we can and take every step to push this forward.
A few days after Green spoke to Congress, with the situation in Colombia still deteriorating, the Trump administration said it would consider sending almost $10 million more. But until that large-scale aid gets bigger, the smaller-scale help from expat groups in Miami like Cuatro por Venezuela will still be vital. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami. You can read more of our Latin America coverage at WLRN.org.
The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.